This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Britain on Saturday readied armed Royal Navy ships to patrol its fishing waters if tempers flare after a no deal on Brexit. The move comes as a deadline approaches for talks with the European Union. Four vessels have been placed on standby to guard British waters from EU trawlers in case the two sides decide to abandon efforts to secure a free trade agreement on Sunday. The development is part of increased contingency planning on both sides of the channel. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said it is very, very likely the talks will fail and that Britain will revert to World Trade Organization terms. WTO terms would mean tariffs and quotas and the reintroduction of border checks. European leaders have also been told the chances of a deal are slim, with both sides at odds over rules to govern fair competition and fishing rights in British territorial waters. Deal or no deal, Britain will leave the EU single market and customs union on December 31st. Algeria's prime minister on Saturday criticized foreign maneuvers he said were aimed to destabilize it after Washington recognized Morocco's sovereignty over Western Sahara in exchange for Morocco normalizing ties with Israel. The prime minister's comments were Algeria's first reaction to the U.S. decision. In reference to Israel, he added, quote, "There is now a desire by the Zionist entity to come closer to our borders," end quote. Algeria neighbors Morocco and backs the Polisario Front, which has campaigned for independence for the former Spanish colony of Western Sahara since the 1970s. Meanwhile, an advisor to Iran's supreme leader has condemned Morocco's normalization of ties with Israel, calling it a betrayal of Islam. The kingdom on Thursday became the fourth Arab state this year to normalize relations with Israel in a deal announced by outgoing U.S. President Donald Trump.